This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Union Cabinet today approved a draft bill to set up fast-track courts and to ensure stricter punishment in cases of paper leaks and exam malpractices. The Cabinet meeting chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the Parliament House complex approved the draft bill. Sources told Akashvani News that the proposed legislation is expected to be introduced in the Parliament next week. In a video message yesterday, Prime Minister Modi had announced about bringing a bill with provisions of strong action in cases of paper leaks. Meanwhile, in a major bid to bring out serious examination reforms, National Testing Agency has terminated 47 officials from service. According to sources, legal and criminal actions will also be taken against some of these officials. This is part of a complete overhaul of NTA that has been in controversy over paper leaks. Meanwhile, in a major bid to bring out serious examination reforms, National Testing Agency has terminated 47 officials from service. The National Testing Agency has issued advertisements for a set of senior professionals' appointments at the level of general manager. It has also opened the engagement of 16 young professionals through the Pratibha Setu portal of the Union Public Service Commission. The NTA, in a statement, said that these measures represent the first concrete step in the institutional rebuild of the agency that is being implemented in line with the recommendations of the High-Level Committee of Experts chaired by Professor K. Radhakrishnan. Union Ministers J.P. Nadda and Dr. Jitendra Singh today met the CJP delegation in New Delhi. Talking to media after the meeting, Mr. Nadda said they gave a patient hearing to the demands of the CJP regarding reforms in the examination system. Mr. Nadda said that the CJP had put forth three main demands and also suggested some reforms to curb examination paper leak. Mr. Nadda added that the government will hold another round of discussion with the delegation tomorrow.
The meeting lasted for nearly 2 hours. I, along with Union Minister Jitendra Singh, participated in the discussion. The discussions were held in a cordial atmosphere and various issues were discussed from every perspective. Their proposal was also discussed.
Spokesperson of CJP Ashutosh Ranka, who was part of the CJP delegation, claimed that the government has in principle agreed to two of their demands. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved third and fourth rail line of Bellary-Guntakal section in Karnataka and Andhra Pradesh with a total cost of 1,264 crore rupees. It will increase the existing network of Indian Railways by about 46 kilometres. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said it will improve connectivity between Andhra Pradesh and Karnataka.
आज अप्रूवल हुआ है गुंतकल से बेल्लारी थर्ड एंड फोर्थ लाइन.
टुडे अप्रूवल हैज बीन ग्रांटेड फॉर द कंस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ द थर्ड एंड फोर्थ रेलवे लाइंस बिटवीन गुंतकल एंड बेल्लारी. फर्दर अहेड द डिटेल्ड प्रोजेक्ट रिपोर्ट फॉर द थर्ड एंड फोर्थ रेलवे लाइंस बिटवीन होस्पेट एंड हुबली इज ऑलरेडी अंडर प्रिपरेशन. दिस विल क्रिएट अ कंप्लीट इकोनॉमिक कॉरिडोर इन नॉर्थ कर्नाटका कनेक्टिंग बोथ कर्नाटका एंड आंध्र प्रदेश. द प्रोजेक्ट इज शेड्यूल्ड टू बी कंप्लीटेड विद इन 3 years.
और 3 साल का ये प्रोजेक्ट का ड्यूरेशन है.
Mr. Vaishnaw also informed about the Cabinet's approval for Bharat Audyogik Vikas Yojana Rasayan or Bhavya Rasayan scheme for establishing 3 dedicated chemical parks in the country. Both the Houses of Parliament were adjourned for till Monday following ruckus for the 5th consecutive day today over the issue of NEET paper leak and student protest. Heavy rains continue to lash several parts of Gujarat, disrupting normal life across multiple districts. Today, the North Gujarat region received a heavy downpour, with Radhanpur in Patan district recording over 9 inches of rainfall and Santalpur witnessing nearly 9 inches. Our correspondent reports Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel and Deputy Chief Minister Harsh Sanghvi are continuously monitoring the flood situation in South Gujarat. In shooting, India's Sanyam won the silver medal in the women's 10-meter air pistol event at the ISSF World Cup in Hangzhou, China, opening the country's medal account at the tournament. And that is the end of this news bulletin.